Monday, baby. Start of the week. It is 5 minutes past six. No FM breakfast. Simo and Jordan hanging out.
And Simo, we've got a big show, a lot to get through. But before all that,
hot damn.
You were invited around to my place for a barbecue over the weekend. Did you enjoy it?
Yes. I mean, it was interesting to be invited around for a barbecue, of which no barbecue took place.
Yes. I mean, that was the thing. Like, my housemates invited you and a lot of other friends around for a barbecue before realizing that we didn't actually have a barbecue.
It's a scathing, it's kind of like a scathing review on planning there that goes on in your household.
Yeah, not going to lie, planning, not a good thing in my household. But we had a great oven-cooked barbecue.
Yeah.
I think it was safe to say.
Mm-hmm.
A good evening. I hope you enjoyed yourself, Simo.
Yeah. Now, did you partake in the kangaroo sausages?
Might have partaken.
Because, I mean, you're doing the world a favour this morning. I went and waltzed out of my front door.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, I mean, what's the first thing you do when you get up?
Question why I accepted a job with such early hours.
And some guy named Simo, what do you do next?
Repeat step one.
Okay, do you ever, like, at what point does your morning leak happen is basically what I'm getting at.
Okay, that's a bit of a personal question.
Yeah.
But no, 5:27 and 30 seconds every morning.
Right, because, yeah, I do the same thing, but quite often outside, just, you know, welcome in the sunrise.
Do you not have a toilet in your house?
No, I do it outside.
Why?
But this morning,
you realize you are talking out loud.
Yeah, yeah. This
and
morning,
admitting this in public.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This morning, everyone does it. This morning,
no, they don't.
There was a massive kangaroo in my go-to spot, nearly like scared the crap out of me.
Does your like landlord know that you do this outside? Is that of interest?
Yeah. Come on, everyone does it. Sure.
No, they don't.
You don't.
Like, if you're out and about, fine, but people don't, like, if you're in your house and you need to go to the toilet, you don't go, I'm not going to go to the toilet indoors, I'm going to go outside.
Yeah, that's how
if
I
you're already
roll.
Outside, fine, but Simo, you weren't.
Welcome in the day, right? It is Snow FM breakfast for your Monday. Once upon a there you go, making me a liar, Camila Cabello. Snow FM breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars. Such a cool outro, Jordan.
I know it is. Why did more songs have trumpets?
Yeah, need that. It is 14 minutes past six for your Monday.
And Simo, each and every Monday we take it in turns to do a shot of a health-related drink. This drink normally tastes a little bit disgusting as well, Simo. This week I am providing the drink of choice.
The concept is to start off your week right.
Yeah.
So if it's a healthy way to start, then I'm all for it. However, quite often you get a little bit, I think you go down the aisles at the supermarket and I think you just get power crazy. Like, there's so many options.
I'm not going to deny that.
Yeah. So
all right, so Simo, should we just get straight into this?
Yeah, well, what have you prepared?
All right, well, Simo, I have the shot here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
going to
hand it over to you. Be careful, it's quite full. Don't spill it everywhere.
Okay.
All right, you got it?
Yeah.
Simo, give it a bit of a smell. See if you can suss out what that is. Simo is sticking his nose. He's doing his best Matt Preston impersonation.
All right, now I'm starting to think that maybe you haven't been to the supermarket, but rather that might be water from Lake Jindabyne for the second time.
Well, Simo, you're half right.
Okay.
I haven't been to the supermarket.
Right.
And it is water, but it's not from Lake Jindabyne.
Okay.
So, Simo, water is the healthiest drink, I think, going around,
what
safe
are we,
to say.
I mean, I think we have more water in us than watermelons, percentage-wise.
Humans one, watermelons nil. I'm going to go punch a watermelon.
Yeah,
later.
Take that.
So, Simo, yes, it is water, but you see, a lot of studies get done that say that tap water is actually quite dirty for you. And, Simo, in keeping with the story that you shared a little bit earlier,
right,
there is a cleaner place that scientists say that water comes from.
Right, okay.
We all have one of these in our house.
What have you done? What have you done? I ask you, where is that from?
Coming up next, Simo.
Okay.
You'll be shotting toilet water.
Oh, yeah, righto, mate. Genetics, Megan Trainor on Snow FM Breakfast. It is Simo and Jordan with you, 21 minutes past six.
And Simo, every single Monday morning, we take it in turns to do a shot of a health-related drink. This week, Simo, I'm providing the drink for you. You're not thrilled?
No, of course not. You've put together, you've really thought outside the box for this one.
Well, Simo, water is the healthiest drink going around, and there's various... What? Why are you laughing at that? That's true.
I mean, depending on where you source it from, of course.
Exactly. Well, Simo, there's been lots of studies done that, like, taps are actually quite dirty, but there is cleaner places to get your water.
This is making me feel sick,
Simo,
just the fact that it's in the room.
I know. Well, Simo, I have got some toilet water for you.
Well done.
But, Simo... I'm concerned about, you know, the safety and all that sort of stuff, so I did boil it.
Oh, did you?
I did fill the kettle up in the toilet, which is a weird sight.
That's nice of you.
I'm very glad that no one else saw.
Did you throw the kettle out after?
No, it's still there.
Okay.
No, it's still out in the kitchen. Hello to everyone else in our office. We'll be having coffees a little bit later on this morning. And Simo, so that is boiled, and so it's gotten rid of all the germs.
Yep.
And it's just sitting over there ready for you to drink. Now, I did fill up the shot glass it's quite full.
Yeah.
So you don't have to shot at all.
Okay.
So I'm willing to just let you have a gulp.
So are you someone as a youngster, did you eat and drink random things like cat food or anything like that?
No, did you eat cat food?
I did, yeah, as a youngster.
Wait, did you eat cat food? Hang on, why?
I'm trained for this.
Hang on, so sorry, why did you eat cat food?
I don't know, it seemed like a good idea at the time. Granted, I was probably two.
Yeah, but still, cat food. What were your parents doing feeding you cat food?
I don't know. I got two other younger brothers as well, so, you know.
Did they eat cat food?
I'm not sure. I can probably check that one. Everybody! All right, so the stage is set. Call now if you want to decide who has to do this.
Yes.
Liquid.
God, look at you. You're speechless.
I'm genuinely upset by this. So you can decide who has to partake in the drink first thing on a Monday morning. 64572977. Should we use the 7-second buffer in order to decide?
Yeah.
All right. You have 7 seconds to enforce this upon Jordan, of which would be great. 64572977. Alrighty, it is just me, myself, and I dealing with this.
Simo, the phones did not ring, therefore... No, it was looking like it was, but it's not.
Nope.
Simo, the phones did not ring, therefore it is you that has to do the shot. I'm going straight in for it. Hang on, wait, we have to get the countdown.
Yeah, righto.
Alright, Simo,
mm-hmm.
Feel free to drink your toilet water.
Yes, I will feel free to
in
do
five,
so.
Five.
Mate, this is...
Four.
I'm at least going to sip
three,
it, but geez, if
two,
I die...
One.
Alrighty.
How does it taste?
It's warm.
It's just come out of the kettle, Simo. That's normally what it is.
Yeah.
Can't you go for seconds?
Okay. Well, I don't have to, do I?
I mean, you can if you want. Look, if you're willing to partake in drinking and toilet water, I'm more than willing for you to do it.
What possessed you to do this? Hold up. All right.
Can't you already go back in for seconds? Does it taste like normal water or is it different?
It does taste like normal water.
I see. Interesting. Interesting things you learned today.
I feel crook.
Well, the rest of the show will just be me.
Hello, Black. Brooklyn in the summer. Oh. Jordan, do you want a cheer? You try some. Yeah.
No, because I didn't know. No, don't no. hand it over
here,
to me. No, my
here,
hands are behind
here,
my back.
Yeah, here.
Do not give me the shot. I am not drinking it.
Normani with her motivation this morning. 7:10. Simo right here with you. It's Snow FM. Breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars.
Hang on. What did you say?
Normani, bit of motivation.
After that.
Snow FM breakfast.
After that.
Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars.
After that.
Got nothing.
You said Simo right here with you.
Jordan, hey man.
Well, listen back to the tape. Are you trying to subtly say something, Simo?
Are you feeling unloved?
I mean, you know, normally you say both of our names.
Yeah.
This is, you know, when we come back from the next song, can you just say Jordan here with you?
Yeah, sure.
Just to kind of readdress the balance, you know.
Mate, I did not even realise.
I know, you kind of, I was just staring into Black's face, you kind of as you do all of your stuff, and then you said Simo with you, and I'm like,
Am I dead? Is that what you were thinking?
Maybe I should just go.
Maybe you're the ghost of Christmas past.
Do you want me to hang around? I can head off if you want.
Now that everyone's realised that Jordan's here as well.
Oh, am I here?
Yeah, you're here, man.
Oh, thank you for saying that.
Hey.
Boy. Are you sure? Because I can go if you want.
Nah, man, stay.
Are you sure? I can go get a massage or something.
I'll miss you.
Fine. Yeah, well, not enough to say my name, though.
Hey, Ed Sheeran, Eminem, 50 Cent as well on that one. It is Snow FM breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars. 24 minutes past.
And Simo, we're talking soccer for a bit of a peculiar reason, because this headline caught my eye over the weekend. Are you familiar with the English club Yeovil Town?
Yes, it's spelt Y-O-E-V-I-L.
No.
I was close.
You were close. You got the O and the E the wrong way around.
Damn it.
But well done.
Thank
so, Simo, they play in the fifth tier of English football. It's called the National League.
Okay.
So it's quite low down. And they're playing a game over the weekend against a team called Bromley. Do you want to try and spell that?
B-R... O-M-L-E-Y.
Yeah, you got it.
Yes,
well done.
Thank you.
Well done. And the reason that this game has made headlines isn't because of the score, which, spoiler alert, Yeovil won quite comfortably. It's because of what the referee did. Now, Simo, I've got some a couple of tweets from the official Yeovil Town Twitter.
Okay.
I'll read you out what he did. So he got his cards out and said, the referee has, no joke, sent off one of our ball boys. So the referee was unhappy. This is in the closing minutes of the match, in the last 5 minutes or so.
Right.
That the ball boys were not returning the ball to the Bromley players as quickly as they could.
That sounds about
perhaps
right.
That's time wasting, which is something that does happen, does annoy me a little bit in soccer. Anyway, that tweet was followed up just a couple of moments later by an update saying, update, he's now dismissed all of them. So the referee sent off all of the ball kids.
That's great.
Because apparently they weren't returning the ball quick enough to the Bromley players.
Did they get a warning? Like, did they get a yellow card before they sent off?
Well, that's the thing. That's what a lot of people pointed out, because traditionally if you're playing, unless you do a challenge, which is really bad, you know, you get a warning and then a yellow card, and then if you continue to do it, out comes the red card. They didn't even get a warning, these kids.
I think that ref's obviously potentially having some discipline issues with his own kids at home and just like
took it out on the boys.
Yeah.
But you know my favourite part about this?
Get out! Go! I don't want to see you here again.
So he's gotten rid of all of the ball kids. So for the last couple of minutes, there is no one. Whenever the ball goes out, there's no one to go and get the ball and return it to the players. So, by way of protest, the Yeovil and the Bromley players, who kind of thought that was a bit wrong, refused and made the ref run and get the ball for
them. That's great. Also, what is brilliant about that is he's kind of played himself there, because
what do you mean?
By sending off the ball kids, right? I mean, the ball will get will be even slower to return, right?
Yeah, because he has to run after the ball.
Yeah, because even a slow ball boy is going to be more onto it than someone that's actually playing the game or refereeing the game, right?
Especially someone that's just played. This is the end of the game, so they've just played 90 minutes of soccer. So they're going to be tired. They're not going to be sprinting.
Oh, dear.
But my favourite, if just a striker just boots it, just absolutely shanks it, and it goes over the stands and out the park and into the car park. What do we do now? We don't have any ball kids. Do we have another ball? What's quicker? Is it quicker just to go out and search for the ball, or can we just go to a nearest sports shop and buy a ball?
So who won? Did the home team win?
Oh, Yeovil won comfortably.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm shocked I even have to tell you that, Simo. I thought you were a big fan of the fifth tier of English soccer.
Well, considering that the ball kids were holding onto the ball, I thought it might have been like a tight contest.
No.
But
actually, this is probably good that we say who won the match, because the ball boys didn't see the end of the match, so they don't know. So if you're a ball kid at the Yeovil versus Bromley match, good news, your team won 3-1.
Snow FM Breakfast, it's Simo and Jordan, and a plus one on the line, Jordan.
Yes, Simo, very excited. One of my favourite bands at the moment.
For now, of course, going hard on their new stuff. We have Solid Gold going, and all of us as well. Peter Mays, good morning.
Good morning, how are you guys going?
Very well, thank you, Peter. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
I guess I just want to test Simo's pronunciation. Panow. Is that the right way of saying it?
Well, it's technically Panow.
Panow.
But it really doesn't come from anywhere. I mean, Nick will tell you it was a big evening he had, and which is true. And he started screaming, you now, really loud, and then that somehow made it the Panow.
I just thought that you guys might have been playing Scrabble or something and just thought, Panow, that's a word.
Yeah, that's a word, yeah. I win. No, Scrabble, it doesn't really stand for anything.
Now, you've worked with a lot of famous artists. I'm going to do a bit of name dropping here.
Oh, here we go.
So let me know. So is this right? So Sia, Ellie Goulding, Mika, and Elton John, just to name a few.
I mean, Elton discovered us.
Are you disappointed there wasn't anything about Panow in the movie?
I mean, it wasn't really... I mean, obviously, it wasn't about us, but it wasn't really... I mean, there was nothing... It didn't really cover that time. It's more his, you know, his druggy years and the golden age, if you like. We made an album with Elton, or at least, you know, he gave us all his tapes from the 70s. You know, it did really well in the UK. It went number one in the UK, so that was exciting.
Was there a story about how Elton discovered you? Was he, like, pumping weights in the gym, listening to, like, your tracks? Or what was he doing?
I don't know how many weights he pumped. It came through Toni Collette, who I guess I'm dropping names now.
Wow.
Toni Collette is good friends with Elton, and they were having dinner years ago in Sydney when he was in town on tour, and he just kept going on about this band Panow that he'd found.
Wow.
You know, back when people bought CDs.
Yeah.
He bought like 100 copies of our album.
Whoa.
Wow.
Well, you know, he bought it and then he discovered he liked it. 100 copies of the album, so I guess
awkward if he didn't like it.
It was, you know, it was very surreal for us because you just don't expect to get a call from Elton John.
No.
And, you know, hello, darling, it's Elton. And then we, you know, we went to meet him at his hotel room and he made us tea and, you know, he's just obviously a very clever, very talented, you know, bit of a genius, really, if you look at what he's achieved.
So Tony Collette and Elton just having some caviar listening to some For Now.
Yeah, you know, sharing a bowl of French fries.
Well, Peter, we like to close off our interviews a little differently. We've actually prepared a quiz for you.
Yeah, so one of our favourite songs. Yeah. So I think our favourite song of yours, at least at the moment, is Chameleon.
Yeah, it's a bit old school, but we love it.
Yeah, I mean, that has a certain thing to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's inspired us to put together a quiz on chameleons for you this morning.
Okay.
So my mate Matt, he actually works at a zoo in South Australia. He's voiced a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
How is your chameleon knowledge out of 10? Just kind of what are we playing with?
I mean, the actual chameleon animal?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, 0. I mean, I've seen a photo of one, but that's about it. That's about as far as it goes. So this will be an interesting quiz.
All right. We're backing you. There's 3 questions.
Do chameleons' feet work like salad tongs?
Do chameleons' feet work like salad tongs?
Yes.
I would say no.
Oh, it's unfortunately they do.
I told you I didn't know anything about chameleons. Okay, yeah, what's the next one?
Do smaller chameleons have faster tongues?
Yes or no? What are your thoughts?
He's gone.
He's gone with yes.
He's gone with yes. That is correct. Here is Matt.
All right. 1 out of 2.
Here is Matt from the zoo with the details of the tongues.
After a chameleon gets both eyes locked onto its prey, a high-speed weapon is deployed. The reptile's ultra-sticky tongue, which can be like 2.5 times as long as its body, and can be deployed and reeled back in less than a second.
There you go.
So no pressure, but you have to try and weave that into conversation today. That's just a challenge we're going to give you.
Yeah, things I learned today.
All right, here we go. So you got
final question.
Final question.
Can a chameleon's eyes swivel around in 2 different directions simultaneously?
Wow. I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no?
Each eye has the incredible range of motion of 90 degrees vertically and 180 degrees horizontally.
They, in fact,
But he didn't actually answer the question. He just said the range of rotation.
He's a zookeeper, not a quizmaster, so we kind of have to cut him a bit of slack.
So what? Am I right or am I wrong?
Unfortunately, no.
No, unfortunately.
Bad luck.
How good the fact that Chameleon, the track, and the eyes of an actual chameleon are wild.
So, I mean, the answer to all the questions was correct.
That's correct.
Like, I wasn't correct, but that was meant to be a yes. Okay. That's quite tricky, guys. I thought you were setting me up.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the chameleon is quite an amazing animal. I really need to look deeper into this.
We didn't even get into the fact that its skin can change colour, which is by far the most amazing thing.
I guess everyone knows that. I guess that comes with the title.
Goes without saying.
Peter, Mace, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
No, thank you. I appreciate the quiz. I clearly need to brush up on my chameleon fact.
We will send you a chameleon fact book.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Thanks for having me. You guys have a good one.
Currency, it takes a bit of coin to purchase a motorcycle. You're on Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan talking motorbikes.
Hey, Simo, I've only ever ridden a motorbike once in my life, and
that was an
interesting experience, shall we say.
Okay, how did it go for you?
Okay, so Simo, I was on holiday in Cambodia.
Oh, would you like hot up? Should I set the scene?
Do you have Cambodian music?
There you go. So Jordan's on holiday.
Didn't realise this was traditional Cambodian music, but there you go.
Your 3-day growth beard flapping in the wind. You've forgotten your beanie. You're just letting the hair out on the back of a motorcycle. Talk us through it.
So, Simo, I was in southern Cambodia, a town called Kampot, a beautiful part of the world.
Mm.
It's a bit off the beaten track. So I was there with my brother and we decided, we heard that you can go up there. There's a mountain nearby. You can ride up about half an hour or so.
Okay.
And ride up to the top there. Absolutely beautiful scenery. Definitely recommend it. So we hired a couple of sort of motorbike scooters. Kind of, I don't know what the technical term is.
Scooters?
No, like automatic. I don't know what the technical term is. I'm not a motorbike scooter kind of guy. Yeah, they were kind of a mixture of both. And like my brother had done it once or twice before. I'd never ridden a motorbike in my life, and we just assumed that they would give us. You know, we didn't have a Cambodian license. Obviously, that's not very important.
No, they just let you go, I think.
Seriously, like they're just like, all right, there's your 2 motorbikes. There's your helmet. See you Bye. Later. And that was it. That was all the trailer. So we kind of hopped on these motorbikes. Go, okay, so that's the throttle. That's the twist out. There's the brakes. Okay, got it. Put the helmet on. Off we go. So my brother's done it a couple of times before, so he sort of knows what he's doing.
Okay.
I've never done it before in my life, so I'm kind of wobbling around like crazy. Which going along this road. Now, if you've ever been to Southeast Asia, you know that kind of the road rules are a little bit, they're a little bit chaos.
Okay.
You know, kind of everyone's on motorbikes. Sort of, everyone sort of roughly sticks to the left and kind of roughly does the speed limit, but it's a little bit chaos. But it kind of works because everyone does it. So I'm kind of just kind of going along maybe 20 or so kilometers an hour, wobbling like crazy.
Yeah.
Motorbikes in both directions almost hitting me. And then, so we kind of go about sort of 50 meters or so up the road, and then it's time to turn left. Now, turning left involved going on a bridge.
Okay.
Now, Simo, this bridge, I'm going to say it's about 3 meters or so wide, but it was quite long. It was about 50, 60 meters long.
Was it wooden?
I
hope not.
No, it might have been wooden, but it had like road, okay. Like asphalt on top
okay,
of it.
Okay, that's so okay then, yeah.
So it's fine. But the thing is, the fence on the side of it would have only been waist high. So I'm kind of riding on a motorbike, wobbling around on this very small, on this very thin bridge. It's very long with motorbikes coming in both directions. I almost fell into the river multiple times.
In Cambodia, I mean, yes. What's the health insurance there? I mean,
all I know is that you can't drink the tap water. So I'm not sure about the river water. Okay. Fortunately, though, I made it over the river. Oh, that's another thing as well. So this bridge was only for motorbikes.
Okay.
So in order to stop cars, you know, sometimes in sort of pedestrian areas, you'll see they've got sort of bollards. So yeah, they kind of had a couple of them, and there was kind of a gap of about 45 centimetres to a metre that you had to ride through, which for everyone else, not a problem at all, but for me, that was the most terrifying thing I've ever done.
That's mental.
But somehow, flukily, I managed to luck my way through it, over the bridge, went up the mountain, brilliant.
Yeah.
Amazing view. When we were coming back down the mountain,
all right,
I realised something a bit interesting about my motorbike's brakes.
Okay.
And that was, they only worked if I was on the throttle and then immediately broke. So kind of, as we're coming down, obviously gravity, so you don't have to use the throttle, you can kind of just sort of coast your way down.
Right.
I went to brake, because we were coming to quite a large corner.
Yep.
Squeeze the brakes.
Nothing.
Nothing happened. Which is terrifying, because you have to think ahead. You're coming into quite a tight corner, and then you have to speed up for a second.
Oh.
And then brake.
So if you could give out one piece of advice to people going to...
Don't choose the same motorbike I had. Like my brother's bike's brakes were fine. Pick that one.
Samantha Jade, that was her first play there with Bounce on Snow FM. It is Simo and Jordan hanging out with you for your Monday Snow FM breakfast.
Simo, there's something you've forgotten to do.
Would you turn my microphone?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Thank you.
It is your Monday, and what a start we've had this morning. Spoken to, of course, Peter Mays from Panao earlier this morning. You'll be able to catch that up on the podcast as well. And we're just about out of here. But did you read about this, the hole that's being drilled on the International Space Station?
That's concerning.
It is very concerning.
No, I haven't read about that. Are NASA aware that there has been a hole drilled?
The Russians are involved, the United States, the works. You'd think if there was one thing you wouldn't want to be doing on the International Space Station.
Is drilling holes.
Yeah, 100%. Apparently it's around 2 millimetres wide. And it's been carefully concealed, so they don't know how long it's been there as well.
Oh, I see. There's been a hole on the International Space Station, and they didn't know that it was there.
For a little while, yeah. It's man-made. Someone's drilled it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's mildly concerning.
Very much so.
When you're kilometres away from any possible help, and the nearest available air is also hundreds of kilometres away.
So apparently the hole had been carefully concealed, and it's since, well... They don't know how long it's been there either, because it was plugged with a resin that's slowly disintegrated in the vacuum of space as well.
I feel like they don't know how long it's been there. It's not much of an issue. Like, you know, out of sight, out of mind, all that sort of stuff. I mean, there's a hole in the International Space Station. Panic. It's been there 6 months and we're all fine. It's okay.
It's one of those instances where that's one place where just using sticky tape is not going to cut it.
But duct tape probably would.
Duct tape. What's the other one? Flexi? Is that the new one? Flexi tape?
What's flexi tape?
That's the one that... Haven't you seen this?
Oh, is that the one where there's like the infomercial and there's like a big tub of leaking water?
Yep.
And he goes, there's only one way to fix this, and just smashes on the tape and it stops the water.
Correct, yeah.
Get some of that. NASA. NASA, head online, do a bit of shopping.
Yeah, I think it's...
Get some of that up there.
It's ordering. Or I think people order it on Amazon.
Do you reckon they have, like, gaffer tape on the International Space Station and stuff? Do you reckon that's something they thought of? Like food, water, spare space suits, all that sort of stuff. Do you reckon they go gaffer tape or do you reckon they're blue tack?
I mean, there's... it's interesting in that, you know how there's been all the talk about the new space race?
Mm.
I think we're a little way off if people are fixing their problems with duct tape.
Hey, look, duct tape fixes everything, Simo.
That it does.